Oh my God, it's a busy morning in the coffee house. It's the artist Dee and Anne Marie. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. Good. The leaves are falling. The pumpkins are smiling.
You know, I got falling leaves and pumpkins, and the temperature rose to like 90 degrees. I hate it.
The temperature fell to 90 degrees here, and I'm loving it. I have my pumpkin spiced fake coffee.
Fake coffee? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, it's not a Starbucks. It's a brewed, real, dripped coffee, and I got some zero sugar pumpkin spice creamer.
Oh, that does the trick, you know.
It really does. It's actually, I hate to say it, but just as good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
but
one of those people.
But you're not getting the pretty cup.
I don't have the pretty cup. I don't have the thing. I don't have the frothing. I need some froth.
I never thought about the froth, but it just kind of makes it more exciting. It's more of a presentation.
It is more of a presentation.
Here's your coffee.
Have you had any other cold brews?
I haven't. They try to push them on me, and I decline.
Because they've got that pumpkin spice cold brew.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You know, they say it's not. I think we had this conversation. They said it's not as much caffeine. And I looked, and scientifically it's not. But that stuff puts me through the roof. It really does. Like, there is a definite caffeinated Artist D difference between that and a latte.
That's interesting. I'd like to see that.
Yep. And that comes in that stupid cup. That's more of the topic of conversation.
What cup does it come in?
It has the lid on it that you can sip through it instead of put the straw through it.
It's
open, and it kind of freaks me out because I do my to-go order on the app, so it's ready when I get there. But that means it's sitting out with that gaping hole in the cup with people breathing and touching and coughing.
People putting their fingers in it and they're holding it. And, yeah, I don't like that.
Because, you know, everybody goes up to that rack. I don't know if you've got a rack like we do, but they're all stacked there. And people turn all the cups to see the labels on them to see if it's theirs. And they touch
them. No, see, it's not. I've never witnessed just a turn. It's an actual lifting of the cup.
Oh, no.
A complete rotation. Like, their hands all over it. No, it's a violation. No.
Here it's more, we just turn it by the top, where you drink out of. So it's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
My God. But it is.
Thank you, guy who didn't wash his hands when he left the bathroom after touching my coffee and stuff. And yeah. No.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, some days I just go back to my car, I get out an alcohol wet wipe and go to it all over the cup. But
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm a germaphobe. We all know this. I can't help myself.
No, you know. The idea of just people's paws all over the top of your coffee
cup.
Get
your paws off of me. Well, it's so busy in here. We've got two aliens over there at the other table. They're drinking hot sauce out of the container.
Yeah, that's all there are, two aliens.
They're just two aliens. And that's all that happened at the Area 51 alien stock, which we have been monitoring.
I'm disappointed.
I think a lot of people are a bit disappointed. I like what I see. A huge festival that only had a couple people come, I should have gone.
Perfect for me.
It's perfect. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, what was it, like 100 people came up?
Well, actually the count was 3,000.
At the
end of the day. So some people did show up. Now that was the whole count of people attending. There was an event in Rachel, Nevada, which is the biggest one and the one that was supposed to happen. And then there was the event in Hyco, Nevada, which they canceled after the first day because so few people showed up there.
Wow.
Because they did not need two locations. This is the one time when I agree that you should have funneled people to one location.
Yeah, but, you know, a million people RSVP'd. Who knew?
Right. And the locals were in an uproar, and that's all I read all week was They're bringing all these people to our town. We don't like it. They're going to ruin.
Yeah, they're invading your Starbucks.
They're going to go crazy. They don't even have a Starbucks.
Not even a real town. See? Look at that.
It's not even a real town. Real town qualifiers. Do you or do you not have a Starbucks?
Otherwise, I'm not going.
Not a real town. No, the only thing, that's the only business in Rachel is that little alien side diner kind of thing going on there.
That's funny.
That's their only business.
So they had a little more traffic going on, more than usual.
They did, and that was the one reason I did not go, is because it's such an easy traffic jam anyway, because it's only a regular road. Let's define regular road. There's no passing zone. It's just one road with two lanes going in the opposite directions. That is a regular road. And I was not about to get trapped on that for 5 or 10 hours.
I don't blame you.
Because if they had a million people, it would have been a treacherous traffic situation. I think that's more what they were afraid of.
I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed. Disappointed, disappointed. I was expecting some really great visuals on social media. Yep. I didn't see anything.
It was very backwoods photo ops on there. There was just that one. There was that one person who thought they were going to Burning Man alien stock.
Yeah.
She was ready in her alien bikini and her fuzzy green boots.
Yeah, I'm looking now. It's alien stock day 3. Someone's posting. They're just sitting in the middle of the road by themselves. Wow. Very lonely. It's a lonely event. And everyone's in neon green, so.
Yeah. I see the guy. He's just standing there.
It's like, wow. I just. What was that other festival nobody showed up for? It was a fake festival. What the hell was that?
Oh, the one that, from the documentary?
Yeah.
Fire that something? Is, fire?
That's this.
But this, there were few expectations.
Oh, boy.
I just liked how there were, it was peaceful. Of course, maybe it was just because of the lack of people, but the residents all were in an uproar because people were going to come there and get trashed and trash their farms and everything. And it was almost like everyone showed up and they were respectful.
Yeah, I read an article where they were actually talking to guards.
Yes, they were talking to guards. They were having like fake,
you know, minimal arrests. It was nice.
The Naruto run. Have you heard of the Naruto run?
No, what is that?
That was what they were first saying was when they were doing the Storm Area 51 Facebook invite. They said that they would Naruto run, which is, I guess, you're running bent over, kind of, with your hands behind your back, like kind of like a rocket. I guess a rocket with legs. Picture a rocket with legs running across the desert, and that was their brilliant idea of how, you know, if you get thousands of people doing that into Area 51, surely they won't, you know, kill you all. But they would, don't worry.
We will dodge the bullets this exactly. way.
But there were all these posts with people running towards the gate. You know, the guards are standing right there, but they're running towards the gate. And then they got there and they stopped. So, you know, they were just like fake charging. And even that was, that restores my faith in humanity. That like all these people, at least a handful of them, went out there for real. And none of them actually, that we know of now, maybe some we'll did step out. On Area 51 and they've disappeared forever. They'll never come back. They're not on the news. But no,
not
everybody,
yet. Give everybody it time. Else, give it time.
Everybody else, they stood in front of the gate. They posed with the guards. There was that alien juggling in front of the guards. It was the aliens drinking hot sauce. There was, it was a good time for some people, I think.
Oh, At least the guards had a good time. They probably haven't seen that much action in ages.
No, they hadn't. And the county, and you know, they involved like three counties. They were bringing police and medics, and no one was at the end of the day, no one was injured at the actual event.
Wow.
There was one cow fatality.
Oh. Yes. That's not nice.
Someone did hit a cow with their car accidentally, because there are cows roaming out there.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, the only...
I've been edumacated.
Only one...
I had no idea.
Was a cow killed by the car, but no other injuries or fatalities other than that cow on site. There were a bunch of people that were driving around the lake bed outside of the area. That I guess they flipped over and they hurt themselves, but that wasn't really at the festival. So everybody at the festival behaved themselves and they had a nice little weekend outing.
I guess that's nice.
I think
that's it's disappointing in a sense because there's no drama for us to sit here and mock.
There isn't.
Hours.
There isn't.
But it's nice that they were peaceful.
Yes. And you see these things, like if they were to repeat this like this, I'd go, but they're not going to do that again. Probably ever. If it turned out really great, then it would have been just like another Burning Man, and I never would have wanted to go.
Define great. Maybe this was great.
I'm for sure to somebody it was great. Because there were articles of people saying that they came there from Colorado and North Carolina. They drove all the way to Nevada, and they found their people. You know, they found their extraterrestrial, their extra special extraterrestrial brethren out here. And that's the special
part. Okay. All right. All right.
You have to connect with your people. It's very hard to find.
I get it. You got to find your tribe. I get it.
It's the alien tribe, and it's hard to find.
I'm looking here, like Stereo Gum on Instagram. This is the only image that I see with a crowd. It was an offshoot celebration in Vegas.
Oh, yes. So that was...
God hits. That's a big crowd.
Yes, that's a big crowd. That was the creator of the Facebook thing. That he got bought out or enticed down here to Vegas, and they did their own. And that was the other news controversy, was that he got up there to Rachel and he combined his efforts with that business owner, and then he pulled out.
Ah.
And he told her she shouldn't do that anymore, and he was going to sue her for copyright infringement and all this stuff. But he came down here, and of course they had like a one night. Bud Light, I guess, has a green can now. So they did an Alien Fest Area 15 with the green can giveaway. And I guess, of course, that was more like a Burning Man thing because, of course, everyone dressed up in real alien costume.
Yeah.
But we all know the real aliens were probably wearing the cheap shit.
They walk among us.
They do. They are. Among Us.
Maybe next year. I don't know.
Maybe next year. Maybe. Well, I like
Good
going
try,
out
guys.
There.
Good
I will.
Try.
I still want to go out. I've never been to the actual gate of Area 51. I've been through there, but I'd love to.
Well,
get
now's
a little
the time.
Photo.
No one's
now
there.
Now's the time. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I'd definitely go back while no one's there.
Go do your selfie. I don't know.
Oh, we should mention a man was arrested for peeing on the fence.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
On the area
which is an
51
electric fence.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of the Ren and Stimpy song, "When you're gonna explode, gonna use the commode, but don't whiz on the electric fence." Thank you.
That's exactly what comes to mind.
Thank you. I need help.
It's all right. That's why we're here. Where are you on the alien existence spectrum?
Why not? Who the hell are we to say we're the only ones here? Why not?
What do you think's going on out there? Do you think they're among us?
Like, there's a rump. My cat's trying to get out the door in my professional studio.
The cat is an alien among us.
Why not?
Magnolia is now like, I gotta get out of here. I don't want to hear this.
God, get up. Be free. Be free. Why not? Why can't they be among us? How are they going to learn about us otherwise? I'm sure they visited. Maybe all those people aren't wrong. Those things happened to them. I don't know. I'm open to it. I really am.
I'm very open to it. I'm obsessed with it. I love it.
We're the lazy ones. We don't go anywhere. We went to Mars. Big deal.
That's true. I think they planted us here. I think we come from the aliens. Mm. They seeded the Earth with us.
Interesting.
And I say, on one hand, it baffles me how humans can't remember or keep track of anything, like Egypt stuff. You know, it's such a mystery. Like, what were they saying? What were they doing? I'm like, well, they were writing it down and they were alive and they were passing it along, but yet we still don't know and we can gather all of this mystery to it. But then again, I look on the other hand, I'm here in this world and in this life, and people can't remember what happened, you know, 4 years ago.
I don't remember yesterday.
Still can't make up their minds about, you know, slavery and gay people and rights and freedoms. They can't even figure that out. So why would they remember what the hell actually happened in Egypt?
But maybe that's all specially designed. All these distractions are given to us so activity could happen elsewhere and we don't pay attention to it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Because that would make sense about, you know, the olden folk back in the day being visited by spacecrafts and fiery vessels. And how did those pyramids get built, huh? No one can
explain.
No one can explain it to me. Aliens, man.
No one can figure it out. The crop circles? What's that about?
The crop circles? Exactly.
Now, Stonehenge. I mean, come on.
It's that stuff. It's like there is nobody who passed along the story long enough that nobody knows why that is what's happening out there. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird.
But that's why the History Channel has so many weird shows, because of this. See?
Which is why I am basically, I'm the guy with the wild hair that said aliens. I'm not saying aliens, but aliens.
Aliens.
Although, yes, aliens.
Yes,
I do like looking back at, like, when I was a kid believing in aliens and watching Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack.
Yeah, that show's been on for 50 million years, forever. My God.
And they had their ghost series and their extraterrestrial, you know, episodes, like one a season, and that was the one that I just had to watch because it, of course, scared the bejesus out of me as a child.
Well, of course.
But watching it now, because they're on rerun on like Amazon or something, Netflix, I think. But so much of it that we were seeing then, it's almost totally like how biblical people, that's people in the biblical age, for those who don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Back in the day.
Who saw things and they were like, magic, that's magic, and it was not magic. But same with us in the 80s and the 90s with these alien things, those triangular spaceships that they were seeing in the sky, that was just the government. That was just a basic triangular plane, a jet from now, and they had them then. So everything they saw, and that makes me just wonder about all of the abductions. Maybe the government was abducting some people out of the backwoods of Kentucky.
Well, they didn't even admit Area 51 was a thing until recently. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right? It was...
It wasn't even...
No, it doesn't exist.
They never said it existed, even though it's right there. And we saw it. Yes.
Hashtag, why not?
Why not? It's a better hashtag than Me Too. Why not?
Why not?
There's so much that can go into that.
But aliens will spare people.
Aliens. I'm waiting for them. And I feel like I've never had an alien experience or a ghost experience because I'm so open to it. Like, they leave me alone because of that.
But maybe you're having these experiences day to day, but you don't realize it.
Like I'm being abducted and probed at night and I don't know.
But maybe they're just talking to you in the coffee shop.
They could be.
It doesn't have to be an abduction or a probe. It could just be a conversation.
It really could be. I was reading about trances the other day, like people that people pay to go into a trance and then they become, you know, they channel these other people and they tell them things. And reading about it, it's like, well, I can do that. I mean, not consciously, but like I can slip between this sleepiness and this awakeness where I start to hear very clear voices that are saying things.
That's interesting.
And seeing things. I used to see things a lot. I don't see them anymore. But it's just this kind of in-betweeny thing. And then the stuff that I wake up to, like I will wake up hearing loud, like talking. And it's definitely nothing's going on. So I just figure it's, you know, part of my brain like dumping itself everywhere. And clearing the mind. But on the same thing, when I read about these trances, it's like, well, I mean, it's not like I'm exactly channeling some Irish poet from 1602. And it's not clear like that. But I can kind of get that idea. So you just have to wonder what you're really... Maybe I'm not having those experiences because I am so extraterrestrial that I just don't know that people don't feel the way I feel.
Maybe you are the alien.
I could be the alien. Many have said that I am.
I kind of like the idea of you being an alien. I want you to be an alien.
And it could happen. I could one day, they could come down, bop me on the head, and then suddenly I'm like, oh my God, I was planted here.
I don't think they're going to have to do that. They're going to say, hey, come on. And you'd be like, okay, you're going to drop everything and just go. Literally.
Oh, absolutely. If an alien landed today, I'd be in this ship. No question, no questions asked. That's why all these movies...
Like, let's do this.
Absolutely. All these movies are shit. When it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to go. Do I really want to leave my family? Do I want to leave the Earth? No. Take me. Beam me up. You could stay here with your family or visit the Pleiades or whatever they call them. I'm sorry, but I think everyone would understand. Yes, travel. Get out more.
Take that trip you've always wanted to take.
Absolutely. Go far.
Hashtag why not?
Why not? But I never have had any that I know of. No ghosts have visited. No apparitions. So when we talk about on the other shows, we talked about people getting like haunted and possessed. And it's like, no, I don't see it.
I don't think I've ever had that exciting stuff happen to me. I mean, but like my friends would be in high school, my friends would be getting drunk and whatnot, but I could be equally as messed up as them sober. So I just think because I was able to do that.
We could both be aliens.
You know.
But you could be an
alien. Where
are
we from?
Too.
See, I want to know all this stuff. Where are we from? How many solar systems are there?
Well, that's the fun stuff. It's like how much is out there? Because we already know how much is out there already. And that's the crazy thing. It's all crazy upon crazy. But like to think that the grandparents just thought that we were, especially the grandparents that didn't even look into anything like science or anything, that we were literally these planets, this solar system, and it ended at Pluto when Pluto was happily a planet. And
I still think it's a planet.
I'm good with that. Why not? Why not? Hashtag, why not?
They had to go change everything. No.
But to think that these people, like, that was it. And no wonder they thought that there was a God and that God made man, and that was, you know, all we're it. Because that's all they thought was, like, look at this, like, well, what is it, 12, 8 planets or something? Easy.
It's relatively easy to digest that type of, this is the story, you're going to stick with it. And, and we did.
But if they had been from birth confronted with, well, we're in this solar system, but there's, you know, 6 bazillion other ones, and here they
are.
Well,
that would be the new normal, yeah.
And it would be the new normal. It was kind of like the church finally accepting aliens, because they released that statement a couple years ago that, of course, God created extraterrestrials, and they're out there. And that was just a business move, as far as I was concerned. That's just like, we better capitalize on this, because
they never revisited
up.
That thought.
No.
Like, well, yeah, they're out there, and they turned their back to it.
Well, that was just kind of a marketing thing that they just put it there. So in case aliens ever show up, they can say, well, see, we told you this.
Remember that day?
Yeah. We said so, and here they are, and God made them too, and we all worship the same God. And then the aliens point and they laugh. And say, you guys are nuts.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
You guys are not smart. You wear weird hats. What's that about?
And you're wasting your time doing what? I had that moment yesterday, actually. Someone was flipping through beauty channels on YouTube, beauty influencing people or beauty, whatever, creators, content creators, where they're reviewing beauty products. And it was like the same person. They were different people, but they were the same person. All like they start the same way with all the happy, hello, hi, humans. Oh, my God.
Hi, ah.
And then it's just blathering on for 10 minutes about nothing. And then they finally get to talk just a little bit about the device or the makeup or whatever. But it was the same concept. And as I sat there, I said, I'm picturing an alien in a spaceship with a remote control, and I'm flipping through human stations. And that's all I'm seeing. And I'm like, nope, not ready yet. These people are not ready yet. They've got all this technology, and here they are. Hi.
Yeah. that comes down to just being original. There is no originality. Come on now.
That's
another topic.
Even the stuff they've duplicated and replicated, there's still no originality in it.
It's a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. We're doing it wrong. We could be making bank by just copying everybody and giving the people what they want.
Yeah.
We're not doing it, D.
No. And even when we do or we try, I think they don't listen because there's something that they just know. They know we're not them. It's kind of like,
they're onto our bullshit.
we're those people in the alien costumes. They're like, I know you're not an alien. You're not like me. You're talking like me. You're producing garbage like me. You do a stupid YouTube show like me, but you're not me.
Reality hits home.
So I've always had that sneaking suspicion about me, because I've tried many times in this lovely internet career of mine to do what others have done. And they don't. No one pays attention to me like they pay attention to them. And I'm like, I think they know. I think they just know. And I don't really want to do it. I don't want
to. Well, you have more to offer.
I have way more. We all have way more to offer than this stuff. That actually came up this Thursday. Yeah. I was on Cotolo Chronicles, as we remember.
Mr. Frank.
And we were talking. We always seem to talk about the downfall of the internet, but because it just keeps getting worse.
And we're in it, so we have to just keep talking about it.
Exactly. And he mentioned the show, the For Culture live stream YouTube show, Forethought.
Mm. Yes.
Which was a thing once upon a time.
It was a thing.
And I even said there last week that, you know, his question and his musing was, you know, the people that because we went into it thinking, well, all these people are doing this same thing and they're talking about the same things. So surely we'll also be having millions of garbage fans donating garbage money to our garbage show. And they didn't. They never came. And that's just kind of how it is with everything. You can create the same thing and they're still around. Those people that we
right
looked up to, they're still doing it and they're still making money. But we did it for a whole year and no one ever came.
The individuals on that show were not cookie cutter.
See, once again, they knew.
Were each very dynamic in their own way. And I think perhaps maybe people couldn't relate to everyone on there. Or, I don't know. I don't know.
That's a very fair and nice review. I like that. Because it's true. It's true. We're not, and maybe that's why nobody can understand me or any of these people that I bring to the stage. Because yeah,
we are not the same.
We're not. That's weird. It's weird to us because...
The weird kids, you know?
It's just weird. I don't understand. And they're looking at us and saying the same thing. I don't understand these people. What's going on with these people?
My mother's been saying that about me for years. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know.
That could be a quote from mine as well. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, honey, but if you want to do it, go right ahead.
How are you mine? That was always
How are you mine?
I understand. It's like, come on.
Why aren't you a good Catholic boy? The rest of your family. You got to do all these things, all these people.
Because I'm an alien.
I'm an alien, exactly.
Jeez. Enough already. We'll never have the answers to this. This is how it is.
We never will. We never will. It's just that alien feeling, although...
Destined to bitch about it on Twitter for the rest of our lives.
I love the alien feeling, though. I'd rather be this than
oh, I
than
agree.
Them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's scary to think that I could have been them. But thankfully, I think the universe would never allow that. That's what scares me about reincarnation. It's like, I hope it only go forward and not backward.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't ever want to be trapped. Because so many people, they're trapped.
But I think they choose to be trapped. Mm. They don't. I think everyone has an opportunity to be drawn out of their circle. And they choose not to go. It's like getting on that spaceship. You got the choice to get on. And they're not taking it. That's true.
The last couple of weeks, just like last week when I was saying, I'm running into so many strange, normal people. And their normalcy just really shocks me. But it just continues because I'm doing some things right now that people in life just don't do. You always have to live uncomfortably if you want to change and better yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the things that I do always are extremely uncomfortable. And it's like, you can't, you have everything you want. Well, you can't just stay there having everything you want because eventually all that's going to go away and then you'll be screwed anyway.
Right.
So why not, live as much life as possible and shake it up a bit? And you have to change.
It's too hard, though.
It really is.
They don't want to do that. And that's why people are stuck in their ruts and they're stuck in their unhappy marriages and unhappy jobs. It's too risky.
Set up from the beginning to feel that way. To feel like I'm going to have to, they have to set it up. That's like... I hate that so many people are stuck in that feeling or have been brainwashed, like from birth, that I am here to set up this life. And like, that's why they can't get rid of anything is they've got it all set up and then they get it all set up. And it's like, okay, now I got to maintain this and it's got to be that way. And we never can never deviate ever again.
Yeah.
We're going deep.
We just figured everything out. We figured it out.
We figured it out. we're aliens. We would get on that ship. That's why movies don't make sense to me, because I'm like, why are you not getting on the ship? Why are you running from the killer? Why are you tripping over that tree? Why are you screaming? Look, that comes up a lot.
I might run from the killer, D. Just saying. Like, I might actually run.
I would run.
From death.
Yes.
Because I don't know what's on the other side. So I got to be true. Careful.
Well, I would run. I would like to hope and think that I would not run in the same fashion.
You'd be like, let's talk about it first. Exactly. What are you going to do to me? Exactly. Why do you want to do it to me?
That would really be the first reaction. Let's talk about this.
You want to do what with my liver? What? And, oh, okay, yeah. Great.
And then, why? Could you tell me why? And could I record this? can we do an interview first? And then, you know, I can run. But I just would like to know why you want to cut off my skin and wear it for a suit. Why?
Because why not?
That's what they'd say. Hashtag why not. And then I could run. But I would never scream. The screaming is the thing that gets to me. I say this every time with anybody I watch a movie with. Like, why are they screaming? I can understand like a scream of fright, like a surprise. Just once, you know.
It's involuntary, isn't
man,
it?
Well, man breaks into the, you know, pushes into the door. Yes, you're like, oh my God, ah. But the people that just scream and keep screaming, and then they're running and they're screaming, and then they're hiding and they're screaming. And it's just like, they're just screaming and screaming. It's just like this, and it must be that would be it. It would be this weakened, involuntary, I am so terrified that I'm just, that it's like crying. You know, you can't help yourself, I guess. But I would never just keep screaming. You've got to be.
I would never have enough oxygen in my lungs to run and scream simultaneously. Just saying.
Exactly. You'd be the one running saying, oh shit, oh shit.
I'd be like,
oh shit. Jesus Christ. Jesus
Christ. Fuck, fuck,
my God. He's still there.
Oh. I duck behind a tree trying to catch my breath.
That's when they get you, when you're behind the tree.
Not cool. Not cool.
I just don't think I would. I'm just not that. I'm not going to give them. That's me. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of screaming constantly. Just like when someone tries to upset me, just like, you know, in normal social situations, I'm not going to be like, oh, and react and yell and go crazy. I don't yell. I'm not a yeller. You, however,
I am a yeller.
I think you're a yeller.
I'm trying very hard to just be. I'm reading up on Buddhism, believe it or not. So I'm like, getting all this philosophy.
Oh yes, nothing matters.
It's bringing peace into my life, you know. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. I'm trying not to be that yeller.
But I think with children, though, I think you need to yell. I think it's important.
I do both with the child.
Yeah.
And I say very terrible things.
All parents do.
It usually starts with a Jesus Christ and a slam of something, and then you get up out of your chair.
Well, that's been a problem with me, is when I don't yell, I have always found my entire life, my calmness often works against me because they don't take me seriously. And then when I'm crying or I'm yelling, then it's like, oh, I didn't realize this meant so much to you. Like, well, yes, asshole. I told you that. Well, I didn't know you meant it. Okay. So I was supposed to yell. So I have noticed that if I purposely yell.
So you mean it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who said that's the norm?
I know. Because I... once again, treat people like I want to be treated. And I think that if they told me something calmly that bothered them and that they didn't want me to do, I would say, okay, I'm taking you seriously. And I will not say that again or do that again.
You're such an alien.
You don't have to cry. I'm just such an alien. Yes. I had and have an alien in a jar, you know. Did you know? Did you know this? Did you know this about me, no. Anne Marie?
No, I need to. I want to see it. I want to play with it. What is it?
Where did it come from? I gotta go to the Flickr album, and send you some photos.
Oh,
this is his name is Zaza, the alien.
How big is this jar?
About as big as, you know, the big jars that they can pickles in, like big pickles back yeah. east.
Excellent. Kind of yes,
like
I do.
Yeah, big. I guess that's a, was a quart? Is that a big one? Gallon? Because there's gallons and quarts, right? Quarts are bigger than a gallon.
Yeah.
I think it would be a quart jar, maybe.
It's a, I'm thinking even bigger. Wait, I got to see.
I'm going to Google.
Now, how did you acquire this alien?
Well, quart's just small. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's more like a gallon. I don't know. It's a big jar, really big jar. And I would like to tell a story, but I guess it's just I got it from, probably Spencer's Gifts, right? It's an alien in a jar. and it was.
Spencer's has everything.
And they have everything. And it was originally like. Not a lava light, but basically the same thing because the jar sat on a base that lit up. So it looked like this silver bullet tube of alien.
Yeah.
And as time went on, because this was like in the 90s, I had this alien. And as time went on, the base broke, the bulb broke, wiring stopped working. So then I took the jar out and it was just my jar with the alien in it. And I moved across the country with this alien in a jar. It was my one prized possession. And he took a cult following in the artist D's life in the mid 2000s, like 2006 or
wow.
so.
Wow.
Yes, he had people knew him, and they sent him letters.
Wow.
This is a whole part of my history that you had no idea about.
Who the hell's writing it letters? I want to know.
There were certain fans. They would send it letters
and that's fantastic.
Birthday cards, because I never celebrated my birthday. Back in the day, people who were really they could never wrap their head around not celebrating my birthday. They wanted to celebrate my birthday, so they'd send Zaza cards instead. And then
Zaza needs is it male, female, both? What's going on? What pronoun do I use for Zaza?
Well, I think
they need
I think
Twitter account.
He does. I think he's a male.
Okay.
He might think differently, but I'm going to go with male. He's never told me. I love this conversation right now. So then he moved to Las Vegas with me, and he was on my countertop in the kitchen, which was like a bar. So he was part of the bar. And we had a birthday party for Zaza. It was like 04, 05. It might have been 05 or 06. And people came to Las Vegas. This is the only time I have had a successful gathering was for an alien in a fucking jar. It's the only time. I got people from New York to fly in and like Michigan. And they drove in from California and the locals came. I know. They actually came. It was Zaza's birthday party. It was like the Artist D convention at my condo. And everybody came. And there's a Flickr album out there somewhere of it. And it was this whole weekend. Yes. I will share that with you. And it was the whole weekend. Everybody came out to Vegas for the weekend. And it was in August. And it was hot as balls. And we decorated the condo in all sorts of alien, you know, like silver blankets were everywhere.
Of course, yes.
And the things that you can hang from the ceiling that are all spiral and silvery and green lights and it was fabulous. There were blow up aliens everywhere. on the back of the toilet tank standing was an alien.
I'm sad I didn't come today.
I'm sad I didn't know you back then. You would have if you. And it was quite, quite the thing. And everybody brought some food, and we had a birthday party for Zaza the alien, and he was the main man right there on the bar in the jar.
How old is Zaza?
God, he's old.
Yeah.
He's probably, I mean, literally since I've had him, he's probably old enough to drink now, at least. But who knows how old he is before he came to me in his jar.
Is he in a liquid?
He's in a liquid. He's currently, like, in a corner. I don't have enough room where I am right now, so he's, like, shoved into the back of a corner on a shelf. I don't see him.
Watch
much.
The center of attention.
Exactly.
Now in a corner.
Indeed. But I know he's fine because he's in his jar of liquid, and one day he'll come back out as the main.
Excellent.
Yes, that's the story of Zaza the alien. And people who knew me back then, they still say things about Zaza. It's great.
That's amazing.
In this day and age, he does need a Twitter. You're right.
Give him his own radio show.
Yes, you're right.
Everybody should have been on Forethought. I mean, he missed a lot of opportunities here.
He should have. He could have had his own cam. He would have just.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. And only you could hear him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd just be reacting every time there was silence. Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Or he'd be like, shut up, Mac. It's Zaza's talking. Zaza's saying so. Don't you hear him?
What? Perfect. Oh, God.
So
I think further, it's wonderful.
Further proving my alien nature.
We learned a lot about Dee today.
Yeah, we did. I guess I always belonged in the desert with the aliens. So that works.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I've never seen any other Zazas like that out there, you know. For being a mass produced item, I'm certainly one of the few that hung on to him. I love stuff.
I have to go to Spencer's Gift now and like start digging through shelves.
It's probably a collector's item by now.
I mean, they got a lot of shit in there, Dee.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. There's a label on top of the jar, which was quite a surprise because I never took him out of his metal light bulb encasing for many years, you know, like through all. I probably had him since I was like a kid or something. I don't know what a kid would be, but maybe like 15 or something. And after it all broke and I took the lid off, like the metal lid, it's literally just like a pickle jar. It's just got a screw-on lid for the real jar. But on the top of it is a sticker that says something like, you know, do not open, contains alien specimen or something from Area 51, biohazard. Yeah, it's great. I just hope he never, hopefully he'll never leak or dehydrate, you know. He should have. It must be like some kind of fluid because it hasn't evaporated after all these years.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Though I haven't seen him lately. I could get not up bad. There on that shelf and he could be dead in his jar.
Yeah, that's very sad. We'll have to have a funeral, an online funeral.
Yes. Could be the next Artist D gathering. Zaza's funeral.
The memorial, yeah.
The memorial of Zaza. We'd put him in a little coffin, a little shoebox.
I bet we'd have a bigger turnout than alien stock.
Probably. And it would be more fun. It would at least be more fancy with a lot more streamers. You could wear your green furry boots.
Yeah, what the hell, man? That's trying too hard.
I need some green alien fur boots.
I didn't think aliens were furry.
No.
Then again, I don't know. I'm never, not sure what the hell they are.
I've never seen a furry alien representation. They're always the thin, the furless, skinned.
Big heads, elongated big heads, bodies.
Massive fingers.
Interesting.
Although when I was reading about Bigfoot in Oregon and searching for Sasquatches, I read some stories about how Bigfoot was actually from like an alien spaceship. Like the aliens dropped off Bigfoot.
Oh.
That takes the conspiracy a little bit extra.
Did they drop off the Loch Ness Monster as well? Because that's something that's unusual around here, you know?
They just brought it all. They brought the alien.
Take this. We don't want it.
Yes, throughout the years, aliens have visited our planet and left shit.
They just don't. We are the storage closet. Yes. That's what we are.
They're like, Sasquatch, Jesus Christ. Take that Sasquatch to Earth. We don't need it. What in the hell is that Loch Ness Monster? Get rid of that. Bob.
We are the backup of the closet.
Exactly. Put that away. Put that in our garbage pit. Earth.
We're the roaches. Oh, my God.
We are the roaches.
We figured it all out.
We have. But speaking of figuring it all out, though, did you read about the Loch Ness Monster recently? They made a discovery?
No, I didn't know.
They did
it. Tell producer Mark.
Oh, is he big on Nessie?
Well, it's in his area, Scotland, right?
That's true, yes. I just pictured him in my head with that accent.
I mean, somewhere along the line, we made fun of him with the accent with the Loch Ness Monster, because that's what you do when you're mature, so, you know.
Absolutely, yes. But they did a DNA test on Loch Ness, and they found...
How?
I don't know how. Science, man. Science.
Aliens. Okay. Hashtag why not.
Hashtag why not. They did a DNA test, not on the Loch Ness Monster, but on Loch Ness. On the actual loch, the lake, the whole thing.
Okay.
They found a concentrated high amount of eel DNA. So they think that Nessie is actually a giant eel.
Ugh.
Which would make sense, because an eel could do that kind of thing.
Maybe it's like a big clump of eel.
Clump of eel.
they're just kind of tangled and stuck, and you think it's one big being, but it's really like a thousand eels.
That's gross. There's a movie that just gets scarier when you're like, it's a giant eel. No, it's a lot of eels. Oh.
That's a lot of eel.
That's a lot of eel. Hashtag, that's a lot of eel.
Oh, God. Oh, that would be gross.
Well, that's big in horror movies. The big things that you think are big things, but really they're just made up of the little things that it is.
Yeah, and I think I'm more comfortable with like a big thing.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
You put like a like centipedes, or maybe a little centipede gonna spaz me out. But maybe like one that's the size of the city block, I'll be
exactly.
okay with.
Exactly. But if
I don't know.
But if it was a giant centipede made of millions of centipedes, that would suck.
I'd have to no, can't do it. No. Can you believe that movie Human Centipede was a thing? Go figure.
I can't. And I never watched it. I never
Me
watched
either.
It. I was tempted. Once people started talking about it, I felt like it really was something I should watch, but I just didn't feel like it. It seemed gross. Just gross.
It's gross. It is gross.
And that was all that it was. And when it's just gross, I don't think I'm interested. Much like now, and I think it's my old age, I don't think when it's just violent, I watch it. I don't want to watch just violence. It can be like, oh, perfect. This week was the release of Rob Zombie's new movie, Three from Hell. And it's the third of Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses, which I loved, obsessed. But I watched this trailer like a million times. I had tickets to go on Monday. Rob Zombie fans will be unhappy with me. I didn't go because I just kept watching the trailer and I'm like, I just can't. It looks like he brought it from this fairy tale, mystical horror world. That was like the first one. I don't know have you seen any of those movies?
I haven't.
Okay. So House of a Thousand Corpses, it was, you know, murderous and crazy, but it was surreal. and kind of like a horror movie and made up stuff and weird shit that would never happen about this family that's in the middle of nowhere, that they live this kind of crazy life and there's zombies in their sewers and Dr. Satan is this dude who's like sewn together and shit. It's not real, but it's, you know, there's violence there. So that was fine.
Right.
And then Devil's Rejects, he brought them into the real world, but they were still that level of like, they're just not human for some reason. And then you kind of fell in love with them. You were rooting for the bad guy, and that was really well done. But this one, it looks like he just drug it into reality completely. There is no more horror show, no more Dr. Satan, no more craziness, no more zombies. It was just, you know, three people going around on a murderous rampage. And I just watched that trailer a million times, and I thought, there's nothing mystical or interesting about this, and I don't want to see it in a theater. I'll watch it at home just because I want to, you know, see the last of this series. But I felt old for once. I was like, I'm not interested.
That's what happens.
I didn't know, Anne-Marie. I had no idea.
It happens to you, you know. And I think these guys just write on a high of like, well, the first two were a success. Mm-hmm. I'll just give them anything at this point and they're going to like it.
Yeah. And the reviews that I read literally said the same thing. It's like he made it totally real. There's no more of that storyline left. And he killed them off in the second one at the end. They were very dead. So that was like what everyone thought. It was like, okay, how did they come back? Are they literally rejected from Satan? Were they back from the dead? You know, cool stuff. But no, they just recovered. The police were bad shots. They didn't get all shot up like we thought. And they broke out of prison and they killed a bunch of people. And it was like he wrote it just because the fans have been wanting to, you know, give him money for a third installment all these years. And it wasn't what we thought it would be. Well, at least what I thought it would be.
Bastards.
I shall reserve my full opinion for after I see it. But I think that I'll agree. And the third was... The three from hell was supposed to be like the three characters that were in all the movies, but Captain Spaulding, Sid Haig, who's played in a lot of horror movies, he's apparently really sick or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess had to be written out of it. He was in the movie, but very little. And they basically replaced him with this dude who was in Rob Zombie's 31, which I'm sure you didn't see that either. But
sorry,
he played a psychotic clown, and he was just I didn't like him. I didn't like him as a person. It didn't work. So knowing that he was like taking Captain Spaulding's place, so sad. I was just not interested. And then I went to the theater just to check to see, and the theater was full of people. So I left.
That alone would be a reason to stay home.
Yeah, it was hot.
Too many people.
It was hot, and it was full of people. And they looked like they were there, and that they would want to like it, no matter what happened. It's not my.
They're
going to
make themselves like it. Yeah,
it's not my kind of people. Let's be honest. No matter how much you love the creator of whatever, be honest.
Can't do that, Dave. People don't have the balls to be honest.
People just don't have the balls.
You know, your favorite musical artist will put out a shit record, but you're going to force yourself to like it because, you like the previous 10.
Exactly. I don't understand it, but, you know, aliens.
Aliens, and why not?
Why not? So that was the Alien show.
Here I learned a lot.
On 4Culture. We learned a lot. It's 4culture.com. It's juicedtalk.com. You can find us on Mixcloud. You'll never think the same things ever again.
I got to see this jar aliens, with the aliens.
Zaza. Yeah, I'm going to go dig into it right after the show. I'll send you a link.
I'm so excited.
Are you on Flickr?
No. Don't make me get on any more things.
At the end of every show so far, I've gotten you to sign up for something.
I can't handle.
Well, Flickr was just bought out by somebody, so I'm not a fan, but I've been on there. That was on there forever, so, and I locked down my my account. So I'll find those photos. We'll have a Zaza-a-thon.
I welcome that.
As do I. So I guess until next weekend, maybe we'll do this again. And it'll be crazy.
Maybe.
We're on a tear here, you know.
I know what's this about. October. We got this.
Or no, it's still September. Next weekend is still September.
Shit.
But it is September 2019, and this is Coffee House.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
A pleasure. Any extraterrestrial words to close off this broadcast?
No. I'm just really excited about this jar. That's what I'm into right now.
And that can be the quote of the show. I'm really excited about this jar.
I'm really, really excited. And I want a YouTube video of you opening the jar.
Opening the jar.
Tasting the liquid. No. Let's just do it.
Oh, no.
Yes, we're going to do it.
With the medic standing by.
Gross.
Have a lovely day, Anne-Marie.
Why, thank you. You too.
And to you all out there, catch us on poorculture.com and all over the place. Until next time.
For more shows by the artist Ian and Anne-Marie, go to juicetalk.com, that's J-U-I-C-E-D, talk.com. And for more art, be sure to visit foreculture.com.